Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. The story is irresistible. Almost 200 years ago, the king of Hawaii brought in Mexican, maybe Spanish, cowboys to round up cattle on Hawaii's Big Island. The cowboys brought guitars. Hawaiians loosened up the strings and made them their own. Slack key guitar, they called it. And with it, they played oceans and breezes and maybe the Hawaiian soul. This hour on Point, the sound and great Hawaiian roots of slack key guitar with Charles Michael Brotman and the Big Island's own Sonny Lim. You can join the conversation. Are you a slack key fan, a fan of Hawaii's Kihoalu? Can you feel the Hawaiian breeze, the rains, the ocean in the music? We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Joining me in the studio is slack key guitar master Sonny Lim. He spent 23 years as a cowboy, a paniolo, as Hawaiians say, on the Big Island's well-known Parker Ranch. He hails from a well-known family of musicians, the Lim family. His album, Slack Key Guitar, The Artistry of Sonny Lim, was nominated for a Grammy in 2006. Sonny Lim, it's just wonderful to have you here today. Thanks for being here.
Aloha.
Aloha. Great to have you. Also joining us in the studio is Charles Michael Brotman. He's a founder and producer with Palm Records in Hawaii, winner of the 2005 Grammy for Best Hawaiian Music Album for his compilation Slack Key Guitar Volume 2. Sonny Lim played on that Grammy-winning album, and Brotman plays too, slack key guitar and acoustic guitar in the band Kohala. Charles Michael Brotman, thank you very much for joining us today.
Aloha. Thanks for having us. Aloha.
You guys are a long way from Hawaii. You've been touring in the U.S., in Minneapolis, in Washington, in snowy Boston over the weekend. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with all that snow, Sonny? Does it drive you crazy? Are you itching to get home to the islands?
Oh, well, it's a really new experience because we're not used to snow and cold, really cold weather like this. But we're faring pretty well, I think.
You're making out all right, even with all that snow flying out there?
Yeah.
23 years on the Parker Ranch, and this is one of maybe the biggest ranch in Hawaii on the Big Island. And 23 years is a real, I keep messing up the pronunciation, paniolo?
Yeah, paniolo.
Which means what, Sonny?
Actually, it's the Hawaiian translation of Espanol, and which they actually called the cowboys that came, because they couldn't say Spanish, which was the vaqueros, but they call them, right. So they call them Espanol.
The Spanish guys, the cowboys.
Yeah, so in Hawaiian, they just call them paniolo.
And what kind of work exactly did that mean for you? 23 years of, were you roping and branding and herding?
I worked in the, I started in a motor pool, I was second generation. My dad was actually a full-on cowboy. Mm-hmm. And after high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do, and then I ended up going to the ranch, and so I was there for 23 years.
Wow, that's a long time. And in that time, though, music always right there in the background, and not just slack key guitars. I understand the Lim family, you know, lots of different strands of Hawaiian music going on in your family.
Yeah, we did mostly traditional Hawaiian music with my family, and so we won the local Grammy Awards called the Nahuku Awards in Hawaii for best traditional Hawaiian album in 1981. In 82.
And that was slack key guitar plus what?
Plus the regular home. It's more standard guitar, mm-hmm. but a lot of just hula, like hula, traditional hula music, mm-hmm. and songs that were written by some of our friends, some songs that we wrote.
So it was all in Hawaiian language. You have a lot of sisters who sang on that album as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have two sisters along with my mom and dad. And our family really, we do a whole lot of stuff. My two sisters are really into hula. So they do the whole hula thing.
Now, does that mean singing and dancing or just singing when you say hula?
Well, they have a halau. The halau is a hula school, mm-hmm. and they've actually done really well in the it's like called the Olympics of Hula, called the Merry Monarch Festival every year. Mm-hmm. So they've been doing really well for their halau and the hula.
Wow. Charles Michael Brotman, what makes guitar slack key guitar?
Well, it really refers to the tuning. And there are a variety of different tunings where the keys are just loosened or slackened, and that's kind of how they get the the word slack key.
Hawaiians picked it up, and that's what they did to make it their own, to make it sort of jive better with their own traditional music.
Well, I guess the story is that they weren't really sure how to tune the guitars. But we don't, I mean, we don't know that
for
sure. Mm-hmm. And Sonny, maybe you can elaborate on this a little bit, but there were many different tunings and a lot of, up until maybe even this generation, there were a lot of secret tunings that were passed down from generation to generation.
And there still are many tunings, right? I mean, slack key, you can sort of move the tuning all over the place depending on the song, Sonny?
Yeah, I do a lot of different tunings, but it basically was, you come up, it's just an open tuning. And the Hawaiians just started. There are a few like really popular tunings that were first started called the Taro Patch, which is basically just an open G chord. Mm-hmm. And then from there, there's all kind of derivative tunings from that G. Then they have the Wahine G, which is like another string. So the styles that originated, there's a whole lot of tunings out there. There's so many. Mm. Now it's really kind of mind-boggling how
kind
many tunings there are.
Free form at some level. We want to hear it and hear it and hear it. Maybe you'd play something for us. I think there's Mauna Loa slack key is one of your pieces. Could you play it for us?
Yeah. Well, the original, the cool thing about Mauna Loa, that when it was taught to me by Uncle Fred Punahoa, is that this song is actually in a standard tune guitar, played in a slack key style.
Okay. And this, of course, named after the great big mountain.
Yeah.
Right there on the island. Sonny Lim, and what a terrific piece, Mauna Loa slack key, with a very beautiful, two very beautiful guitars that you guys are holding right here. Did guitar always mean slack key guitar to you, Sonny, growing up? Is that what guitar meant, or did you play steel also?
I started off, actually, slack key. I learned slack key first, and then I got into standard tuning guitar. Mm-hmm. And around the same time I started doing standard tuning is when I started to actually play some steel guitar too, which kind of led me down a whole different road besides Kihualu.
And does a guitarist have to decide in Hawaii, or do you still play it all ways? Or are you Sonny Lim, slacky guitarist, period?
No, I still do it all. I still play steel guitar and standard tuning with my family along. And just Kihualu has been a big, really big part in these last couple of years.
Kihualu, meaning slack key. Charles Michael Brotman, as I understand, you studied what, Renaissance guitar, a long way from Hawaii when you started out.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got started as a classical guitar player and got interested in Renaissance and Baroque music, and my master's degree in musicology was really in early music performance practices, kind of a far cry from slack key guitar, but actually, there's really a common element, and you know, when you listen to Renaissance and Baroque lute music, you hear a lot of notes ringing, and a lot of passing seconds, and a certain sound of the vibration of the strings ringing.
So letting it swell out and hang there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And boy, that's slack key guitar.
You grew up in Washington State, not so far from Seattle, I guess.
Right, right.
What took you to Hawaii?
When I had finished undergrad school, I went one summer to house sit for a friend, and just started performing and teaching, and ended up going to grad school at University of Hawaii, and then ended up teaching there for a while, and never left.
A lot of kind of Hawaiian, native Hawaiian pride these days, and for some years now. Sonny, is this an interloper here? Is this an invader from the mainland you're working with?
No, actually he was he plus Charles when he came to Hawaii. He was he taught guitar at the University of Hawaii. But he was also an enthusiast of slacky, and then he moved to the Big Island from Oahu.
And is he welcome? Can he sit right down with the Lin family and play with you guys and not be seen as the outside invader?
No. He's cool.
Hey, that's a big...
good friends, we do a lot of different music projects together on the Big Island.
Oh, that's terrific. We're going to hear a lot more of it. We're so glad you're here on a snowy day on the mainland. Hawaii may be far away, but you make it seem near at hand. We're talking this hour with Hawaiian slack key guitar great Sonny Lim and Grammy Award-winning producer and guitarist Charles Michael Brotman. You can join the conversation. Are you a slack key guitar fan, a fan of Hawaii's Kihoalu? And can you feel the Hawaiian breeze, the rains and wind and waterfalls in this music? Can you hear the history of kings and hula and Spanish cowboys? We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. We'll go out with Sonny Lim's song Lauale, which means daydream in Hawaiian, from his album Slack Key Guitar, The Artistry of Sonny Lim. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking with Hawaiian slack key guitarist Sonny Lim and Charles Michael Brotman today. You can join the conversation. What's your question for real Hawaiian cowboy and slack key man Sonny Lim? What's your question for Seattle mainlander, gone Hawaiian Charles Michael Brotman? You can join us at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. A little bit of Hawaiian music on what is in many parts of the country a very snowy day. Here's Sonny Lim playing the song How Do You Do from his album Slack Key Guitar, The Artistry of Sonny Lim. That ever bring the sound of the islands right to us? There's a lot to talk about here. Just one of many kinds of Hawaiian music, but it's been making a very big splash in the last couple of years. 2005, the first Grammy was awarded the category for Hawaiian music. Charles Michael Brotman was the producer of that album, Slack Key Guitar Volume 2. Sonny Lim and others played on it, and Slack Key is just hot as a pistol right now. Lori's calling from Eatonton, Georgia. Hi, Lori, what do you hear?
Aloha, Tom.
Aloha.
I just wanted to say how thankful I am for the music, that how much we enjoy it. We have family in Maui, and it is so true. We can hear slack key music, and we be on the mainland and in the cold and close our eyes and truly can feel the trade winds and smell the flowers. And I think if you've ever been to Hawaii and you have aloha, it never leaves you, and this music just continues to bless us.
So we're not just being kitsch when we feel like it brings all that beautiful Hawaiian scenery to mind, Lori.
Absolutely not. It is really, truly, it is enchanting. It waves over you. It is such a peaceful thing. If you've ever been to the islands, and if you haven't been, it's just a small taste of what is there.
That's great. That's great. Lori, that's awesome. You've got our two guitarists in full smiles here, and thanks a lot for that. Sonny, What about it? Is this, I mean, music can express many things. Is slack key guitar particularly attuned to expressing a natural environment?
Yeah, actually, it comes across as is the whoever the artist is part of your whatever. It's an expression of that you play, and slacky is like that. If you you express your feelings and love for the islands, and sometimes it really comes across when you play. And I think all music, in some point or another, it really affects people differently. So being from Hawaii, you know, we kind of emanate the feeling of aloha and Hawaii.
So I'm reading here about slack key sort of conveying oceans and bays and rivers and waterfalls and volcanoes and birds and animals and the sea and the wind. As a native Hawaiian, does that sound like the real deal to you, or does that sound like mainlanders sort of projecting their romantic fantasy on this music?
I think because of whatever they experience when they come to Hawaii, when you hear like a Hawaiian song or music, it takes you back for that memory. As far as for being a real Hawaiian, for us it's about the same kind of feeling, because a lot of the songs we write when we're writing songs is is the environment that you're around kind of affects your writing style, and some of that comes across too.
We want to hear more. We really just can't get enough. You've got another piece. I think it's your signature tune, Sonny, this Pauhana Rag,
yeah,
if I've got that right. And I saw you in the break changing the tuning on your guitar. Tell us what you've done here before. You said, and it means, what's it mean? We're done with work and the day's over. We can all relate to that. What's the tuning change you just made?
I just dropped from a standard tuning down to a open B-flat tuning, which is practically one of the lowest tunings you can really get before your strings just start flapping.
Okay.
But it's such a beautiful tune. It's my favorite tune that I play. And the song Pauhana, Pauhana Rag. See, Pauhana in Hawaii, Hana is work. So Pau is like when you're done working.
Oh, yeah.
On your way home. And you know, it's almost beer 30, we call that in Hawaii.
Every working man and woman in the world knows that feeling. But you express it wonderfully and in such a Hawaiian way. Let's hear it. Thank you. Sonny Lim with his signature tune, Pahana Rag, as he says, what a B-flat tuning there, is about as loose as tuning as you can get before the strings start to actually flap. Wow, that's wonderful. Beer 30, we hear. Are you really that mellow? That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it. Let's go to Dave in Acton, Massachusetts. Hi, Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm here in snowy White, Massachusetts.
Right. You and half the country.
Painting closets white today.
So, don't get lost.
To hear this wonderful slacky music coming across is fantastic. But I first got exposed to it in the islands listening to a group called Hoppe. And I didn't really appreciate it until I had actually been in the islands and had to, you know, experienced the soft air blowing and experience the atmosphere and experience the people. So I'm wondering how hard it is to produce a recording for wider distribution among folks who have not been there. Does it communicate? Do people get it?
It's a great question. At first, I should say Sonny is nodding big to the group Hoppe. Absolutely. Charles Michael Brotman, you're our Grammy Award-winning producer. You hear Dave's question. How does it translate?
Well, we hear very often from people on the mainland that have never been to Hawaii before that when they close their eyes and listen to this music, they really feel like they're transported. And we've had a number of conversations about it, but the area, just as an example, the area where we live on the Big Island in Kohala, the North Kohala area, is just a beautiful, open area, hardly any infrastructure. I mean, when you look out, you see mountains and hills and the ranch land. It's just beautiful, pristine beauty, and I think that comes out in the music, and people hear that whether they've been to Hawaii or not.
This interaction between the mainland and Hawaii and Hawaiian culture has always been a fascinating one. We're not finished with Slack Key's origins on that front, but I mean, on this exact point that Dave raises, when your Grammy Award-winning album Slack Key Guitar Volume 2 came out, debuted at number one on the Billboard World Music Chart and simultaneously at number one on the Billboard New Age Music Chart. Mm-hmm. So are you riding a New Age wave with Slack Key Guitar? And is that turning around and affecting Slack Key Guitar itself? Are you making a kind of New Agey sound when you produce it deliberately?
Not deliberately, no.
Because I've heard more twangy, jangly kind of Slack Key than I heard on your album. I love it. But I've heard a sound, you know, with a little more, edge to it. And I couldn't help wondering if you weren't targeting New Age enthusiasts out there.
No, I think, you know, Sonny's an interesting example because he's both plays very traditional Slack Key, but then also his own personality and his own writing takes a kind of a twist on that. For me personally, you know, coming from a classical guitar background and a kind of a contemporary jazz background, when I play Slack Key, it has my own little stamp on it, which isn't coming from exactly the same place that
So how would you describe, so he doesn't have to do it himself, how would you describe Sonny's particular twist on the tradition?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that guitar playing is such a personal it's such a personal instrument. I mean, you're touching the strings with both hands, and your personality is going to emerge no matter what you do. It's going to come out no matter what style of music you're playing. And in this case with Sonny and Slack Key Guitar, when he plays his own compositions, that Pauhana Rag that he just played, Sonny has a very humorous, whimsical side to him. And boy,
I know that from only having known him for 20 minutes here. It bubbles right out.
Yeah, I mean, that's Pauhana Rag. It's just exudes that character of Sonny. So.
A lot of great Slack Key guitar players in Hawaii. Sonny, when you hear a Slack Key piece, do you know right away who it is? Can you hear this or that guy from the tuning, from the tone, from the way they go at it?
Yeah, I do. Excuse me. A lot of the artists, we have, it's so different, the styles, but because we all in the same field, we all can tell each other apart by little nuances and this little stuff or little things that in the style that we play. So we pretty much, we can all tell each other apart.
We feel greedy to hear more here. You've got a piece, Haupia? I don't know if you need to change your tuning to play it, but what we'd love to hear it. Hapia slack key. I guess that's you and Charles, will you play on this one as well?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Beautiful. We'd love to hear it. Tell us about it.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about it while Sonny changes his tuning here.
Okay.
Hapia is that sweet coconut pudding that you always get for dessert at luau's.
I'm ready.
And this is a tune that I wrote, I guess, about a year ago. And this was I have a trio that's called Kohala, named after, of course, the Kohala region on the Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded this tune on our last album.
Terrific.
So this is Hapia
Slack. Little coconut pudding here.
Yeah, it was kind of a sweet little thing. And so I thought of Hapia pudding when I thought of the title.
And where's Sonny taking his tuning for this one? Is it still flapping in the breeze?
I'm not sure where he's going with it right now.
Nobody knows.
I'm tuned to a C tuning. I've got my low E string all the way down to a C, which is about as low as I can get without flapping here.
Right. Okay. Terrific. Sonny Lim tuning up with Charles Michael Brotman for Hapia. How's it look there, Sonny?
We're just about ready.
Good.
It's almost ready to go.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. All set, Sonny?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Charles Michael Brotman and Sonny Lim with Hapia. Charles, that's your song, I believe.
Yeah, I wrote that one.
Oh, I feel the sand in my toes and my heart rate just way down there. Everybody would be happy and cool about that today. We're celebrating slack key guitar in this hour. There's a lot more history and culture and some complaints from some other Hawaiian brands of music who want their place at the Grammy podium here. We'll come back and look at that. Charles Michael Brotman is with us. Also, Sonny Lim, right off the Big Island, 23 years on the Parker Ranch there. the Lim family, famous for its Hawaiian music of many kinds. They've got their guitars in the house with us today, and you can join us. What's your question for real Hawaiian cowboy and slack key man Sonny Lim for Washington Stater Gone Hawaiian, Charles Michael Brotman? We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. We'll go out of this segment with, Charles, I think this is one of yours too, Julia's Whisper. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Support for On Point comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, Indigene Pharmaceuticals, maker of Relaxane, a supplement for relieving the symptoms of everyday stress, available at Rite Aid GNC stores and Relaxane.com, and McGuire Associates, 23 years helping educational institutions achieve strategic success with insightful research and creative consulting, McGuireASSOC.com.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with Hawaiian slack key guitar great Sonny Lim and Grammy Award-winning producer and guitarist Charles Michael Brotman about Hawaii's great slack key guitar. You can join us. What's the effect on Hawaiian music when the mainland loves it? Is it good, bad, unfazed? And does this music put you there, under a tree in Hawaiian cattle country? What do you hear in the sound of the slack key guitar? Here's Sonny Lim playing Punahele from Slack Key Volume 2. We're at 1-800-423-8255. Mary Ann's calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Mary Ann. You're on the air with Sonny Lim and Charles Michael Brotman.
Aloha to all of you.
Aloha.
I'm telling you that I'm calling you because you just spoke with my daughter, Lori.
Huh?
It's a family affair.
She was so excited. She called and said, Mom, you got to call them up and tell them how much that slack key music means to us. Our daughter lives on Maui, another daughter.
Yeah.
And I was over there about a year ago and watching someone being interviewed on the TV, and I said, who is that? Who is that? I know who that is. And then I said, oh, that's the one we used to go to the Orchid Hotel, Michael, to your play.
That's me, yeah.
Frequently. And so, by the way, Michael, you'd be interested to know I've been listening to Mango Cooler all morning.
Oh, my goodness. That was my very first album way back in the early 80s.
Oh, we're deep in it.
When I read about the Grammy Award, which incidentally was way overdue, I ran out and bought everything I could get my hands on, some shopping center on Maui. But just in answer to your question, just listen to that Punahele. The whole thing is just wonderful, and it does take you back. And I will leave here May 13th to go back over.
You're making us jealous now, Marianne.
I know. But my whole family has that aloha. And when we come back, we are constantly making plans how to get back. But
yeah, you and half the country.
Michael, also, we used to stay at the Orchid Hotel, and all of our family are guitarists, I must say. And Lisa came running up, and she said, Mom, you got to come down and hear this guy. He is way above average. You've got to come and hear him. So it turned out to be Michael Brotman.
Your history never leaves you, Michael, once it's out there.
Well, I'm glad I was playing well that night.
Oh, that's great. We hear the enthusiasm for it, Marianne, and we wish your whole family well, getting back right into the middle of it. Thank you very much for your call. I want to go for another, just a minute here to history, and then we're going to pick up this controversy a little bit here. But I guess I didn't even understand why there were cattle on the Big Island in the first place. Then I began reading here, and they're saying that there was a gift, Sonny, from England to Hawaii in the late 1700s of cattle, just 5 or 6 head.
Yeah.
And pretty soon, they practically overran the Big Island.
Well, they were just let go, and the king put a kapu on them where they couldn't be killed. So they just started to...
kind of taboo on touching them, killing them.
You couldn't kill them, and they just started, what do you call that?
Multiplying.
That's also multiplying.
Breeding.
So now they got to the point where they started to come into the neighborhoods and
right, into the villages and what, eat off your windowsill.
Eat your house, man. Right. In those days, the houses are made out of grass.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So, in the old days, if you go to Hawaii, see, the first fences in Hawaii were actually put up, you know, not to keep the cattle in,
right,
but to keep them out.
Right.
So now they're actually...
Don't eat the house, please.
So now the fencing in Hawaii now is to keep the cattle in, but in the old days, they're actually to keep them out.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So that's...
But the Hawaiians weren't cattle... No. Weren't cowboys, so they brought in what, Mexicans, Spaniards,
yeah,
both?
They actually bought the vaqueros, which was Mexican cowboys, mm-hmm, to teach them how to herd the cattle. So Hawaii, actually, we had cowboys, actually, the first cowboys in the United States, like 30 years before they were cowboys in Texas.
You were there first. 150,000 acres on the Parker Ranch. Was the Parker family, now it's in trust? Your family still lives on or near the ranch?
Yeah, I actually live there. It's in a trusteeship now after Richard Smart was the last single owner of the ranch, mm-hmm, died. They put the ranch into a trusteeship now.
And is there still a connection? I mean, it is in your case, but in general, between cowpokes and Slack Key, or is it now diffused through the whole Hawaiian population?
Actually, it's still both. It's still a part of both, because a lot of the local music is still alive on all the ranches, not just the Parker Ranch. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. You have on the island of Hawaii, you have multiple ranches, and you have Maui, Molokai Ranch. So that, it's the lifestyle of the Paniolo, and the music still lives on.
Let's take a call from Seattle, Washington. Your home turf, Michael Brotman. Dennis is on the line. Hi, Dennis. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah. Greetings, Aloha, from gray and cold, wet Seattle.
That's all right. We'll take it with this music buoying us up. What do you think, Dennis?
No, I love the music, and it does bring back memories of being to the islands where I've been a couple times. And my question is, I'm curious about the influence of great guitarist Leo Kottke, if maybe there's some influence going both ways.
Good question. He's been a guest right here. Who's picking up what? I don't know, Charles Michael Brotman, Leo Kottke?
Gee, I don't know. Sonny, have you listened to his music extensively, or do you feel like you were influenced by him at all?
I didn't get to listen to his music, but I got to talk to him once on this radio program.
Yeah.
And he was asking people to call in and play, so I called in and I actually did the monologue Slacky for him on the radio.
Okay.
The funniest thing is he was playing along with me while I was playing, and he was really interested in the style that I played. But then what he did was he sent me his album.
Oh.
So I got an album from Leo Kottke.
So we got a little back and forth going.
Then I found out he was, you know, this really great guitarist. I didn't really think, you know, because I never heard of him until I talked to him. He was like, "Ooh, okay." I don't know if there was a good team to call up and play.
Hey, he's a great guy, and is certainly a great guitarist. What about the influence back and forth, Michael Brotman?
I'm not really sure.
Leo Kottke aside, I mean, in general, when you hear American mainland guitarists, mm-hmm, can you hear Slack Key influencing them? I mean, I'm a gigantic fan of Ry Cooder.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I hear all kinds of Slack Key influence in what he's got going on, but you're the pro.
I think Ry Cooder's sort of an exception because he was involved with the early recordings of Gabby Pahinui. There's lots of great American acoustic guitar players using altered tunings, but it doesn't sound like Slack Key.
Mm-hmm. Just the Southern blues man altered all kinds of tuning.
But the idiom is completely different. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much effect there is.
Yeah, I don't know if it really. I'm pretty sure we get influenced. I think in Hawaii, because we're in the middle, we do get influenced by the music that's played up in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But in Slacky, I don't really know. Either, I don't think it influenced me that much from my traditional side of Slacky. Maybe as we start to, I think the future of Slacky, as it gets more in the contemporary style, and some artists in Hawaii has already gone contemporary Slacky. I think you start to see more of, I think, maybe sort of an outside influence.
Sort of exchange back. It opens it up to that.
Yeah,
because
it becomes a wider range.
Yeah. When you hear it come in there. Let's take a call from Toronto. Wayne's on the line. Hi, Wayne. You're on the air.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Everybody's in the aloha groove today. Yeah. Great. Hi, Wayne. What do you know?
I used to live in Oahu, and I had a difficult time hearing Slacky on the radio. And I'm just wondering, up here in Canada, we have some legislation that mandates a certain percentage of music to be from Canadian artists. Is there anything in Hawaii that would mandate a certain amount of airplay for the traditional music?
Are you saying you can't necessarily find as much of it as you want? So, I don't know. Sonny, is there a law that says you've got to play Slack Key on the airwaves?
No, I hope they do mandate it. they don't mandate it yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, there's very little Slack Key guitar music played on the radio in Hawaii.
Because?
Well, I'm not really sure. There's a lot of traditional Hawaiian music with vocals that's played, and then there's a lot of what's called Jawaiian music, which is kind of a Hawaiian version of reggae played with acoustic instruments and ukulele and so on. That's really big right now, especially with younger audiences.
Cool. Let's get a call from Michael in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Aloha, guys.
Aloha.
Hey, you live in a beautiful place. I was I coached this boys' soccer team in Haviv.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, man, I tell you, it was great. But I wanted to ask you, I went to a King Sonny a Day concert once in Boston. He mentioned that he incorporated Hawaiian guitars in West African music, and I was wondering if you guys could comment on that. Mahalo.
Who's Mahalo.
Who is
Sonny Ade? Sonny Ade, the great African guitarist.
Ah. Oh, he did? Wow.
Wow. Okay, well, we don't know anything about that, and we're going to have to check it out.
They're taking it as a compliment.
Oh, that's cool. But the funniest thing is, wherever you go, people have some who have heard, like, Slacky, so that there's a lot of influence out there. And hopefully, that's good that it's getting known.
Sounds like Sonny's happy to share credit and share the Slacky all over. Let's go to Janine in Bedford, Massachusetts. Hi, Janine. You're on the air.
Aloha kakahiaka, guys.
Aloha.
How's it?
Maikai.
I'm feeling warmer every minute. What do you know, Janine?
I liked your concert the other night. I took you guys to the hotel.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Hey, ano ano a today?
Ano ano nui. Very, very cold.
So you were there at the Somerville Theater in the Boston area, Janine?
Yep. And we had a good time with the group.
Was everybody blissing out on the Slack Key?
Yeah, you guys did a good job.
Thank you. Mahalo.
That's great. Janine, thanks for reporting in with that. Let me get another tune in here. If we've got time for Mauna Kea Morning.
I'm tuned up for...
You're tuned for a different one. But I think we're just going to have to let you retune because we don't have time for Anuhea's song.
Okay.
We'll let you take it down there.
Yeah,
and while you do, I'll put this tough stuff to Charles Michael Brotman here. All right. Los Angeles Times, February 5th, 2007. The headline is... Hawaii loves its Slack Key, but gee, islanders want to know why their 3-year-old category in the Grammys is jam-packed with guitar music. Vocal proponents blame the mainlanders, saying that, simply put, there's been simply too much Slack Key guitar in the Grammy category to suit Hawaiian artists. What do you say?
Well,
are you crowding out everything else here? Are you the kudzu of Hawaiian music?
I know that there's some people that have been a little bit upset about that. I think that the music really speaks for itself. And I know, you know, when I first heard about Slack Key guitar, I was a guitar student in Seattle as a teenager. So I know that the music has been all over the mainland for, you know, a good 30, 35 years at least. And it's tough for some of the local artists
vocal artists who maybe have had careers that have gone on for a few years, you know, 3 years, mm-hmm. 5 years, even 10 years, to compete against a style of music that has had fans for decades, really.
Is slack key easier for mainland ears to pick up, maybe, than Hawaiian vocals? Is that what they're up against?
I'm not sure. Possibly. But, you know, there's a lot of acoustic guitar players on the mainland that relate to the music because they play guitar. So that certainly is one factor.
Well, terrific. Sunny, are you good to go?
Yeah.
Mauna Kea Morning. Let's hear it. Sunny Lim with Mauna Kea Morning. Inspired, I'm reading right here, by you waking up on the Big Island, walking outside and seeing that 14,000-foot volcano, Mauna Kea, right there. And out comes the song. And now we get to sort of walk there in your musical shoes and see it, too. You'll be back there in just a day or two.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Right?
That is fantastic. Well, we're so grateful to both of you for being with us this hour. It's been a real break from the snowy situation right here. You've taken us there. Sunny Lim, thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you for having me. Really, I really enjoyed it.
And Charles Michael Brotman, wonderful to have you as well.
Thank you very much.
We will go out with Sunny Lim playing Kihoalu Jam from Palm Records' Slack Key Guitar Volume 1. I'm Tom Ashbrook. Aloha, everybody. This is On Point.
Aloha.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR, National Public Radio.